For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listen. Listen very carefully. Yeah, that's the sound of The Weeknd. The Weeknd has a soundtrack, and it sounds exactly like this song. Because we don't. Homecoming, who's working? Well, one person we know that's not working is Bob Rose. Even though this is the Bob Rose Show, I'm Greg Cassidy, Nick in pushing buttons. Good morning, Nikolai. How are you today?
I am I'm moving slow this morning.
Well, you're not used to, you know, having to actually be at work at this hour.
Well,
you're awake.
I'm awake.
Because if things go wrong, I call you at 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, but you're not used to actually having to, I don't know, not have your slippers on, shall we say.
Yeah, it was
there's that.
The dog has to get walked at 6 o'clock.
Who's training who at your house?
The dog.
Listen, every dog owner just went, duh.
I didn't have to do that this morning, though. So, yeah. I'm kind of out of that one.
There
just moving slow. There was fantastic baseball on last night. I'm just kind of a side subject here.
Yes.
Because, a lot of folks are paying attention to football. But the baseball game between Cleveland and the Yankees, late in the game, back-to-back, Aaron Judge and Stanton, the two of them hit home runs that put the Yankees ahead. In the bottom of the ninth, with two out, a rookie comes up as a pinch hitter.
Oh, wow.
And hit a two-run home run to tie the game.
Well, if you're trying to get attention, that's one way to do it.
Unbelievable. And then David Fry hits a home run in extra innings to win it for Cleveland. So that was pretty fantastic.
A lot of things going on. It is a Friday. We always take a little more relaxed approach on Friday. But there are some top stories going on. One of the biggest from a world perspective, and that is the Israelis taking out the leader of Hamas.
Wow.
That is huge. That is huge. Now, which direction does this go? And we'll get into it a little bit with the story, but just kind of the highlight here is Netanyahu says, look, talking to the people of Gaza, go, look, this is your opportunity. You know, quit backing them. Everybody put their arms down. We can play well together. What's going to happen with that? I don't know. The parents that have family members who are hostages are concerned that it could put them in more grave danger. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. I mean, there's going to be opinions on both sides. Totally get that. Hurricanes, we've certainly had our share. And we don't really need any more this year. We also don't need any YouTubers talking about the couple of things that are way out there with 30% chances of even turning into anything, trying to scare Floridians. We don't need that.
They're out there, but all of the models say that they will dissipate.
Exactly. No, when I say they're out there, I meant the YouTubers. That's who I was talking about, not the storms. But how that relates to climate change, our governor has a comment. We will be hearing that as well. And, of course, the big news for a lot of folks, that little school down the road in Gainesville, UF, yeah, that's at UF. They've got this little thing going on called homecoming and a gator growl and all the fun and the parade, which means for a lot of folks in Gainesville, it's a holiday and they're taking the day off. Now, this can help morning traffic. We'll see as Nick kind of tracks things, how that really affects and what's going on there. We'll certainly keep an eye on that for you. But that is a big deal. And maybe it's something that you are. Well, if you're going to that today, you're not even up yet, which means we're not really talking to you. We're talking to the people who are up, who might have to still go to their regular job because somebody's got to do it, right? Some of us have to. But I don't know. I'm sure if – and that's one thing I was just kind of thinking. I've been in Florida 10 years now. I've had my experiences with the parade. They vary from when I first got here to driving a radio station van in the parade to a couple of years later, when I wasn't in radio for a little while, I actually drove a car with Ed Bratty. I was his driver when he was the mayor of Gainesville. I drove him in the parade. And, of course, gone as a fan, and it's kind of interesting, too, as you watch over the years the reworking of the parade route, and it is a little bit different this year again, and it's kind of ironic, because apparently one of the things they're trying to avoid are what I call the speed mountains on University. Now, some people will call them speed bumps, speed humps. They're huge, or huge, as someone would say. And so that is changing the route a little bit. I need to find out how early they're opening, because the pumpkin patch, they actually change their hours on this homecoming Friday because a lot of people want to come during the morning because they know they're going to be tied up, or that way they can still go to the parade later and then come on by after a while. So we will see what's going on there. Some of the things that were some of our top stories this week that you may want to join in on, and we will let you do that since it's kind of a free range Friday. Kamala Harris, in her sit down with Bret Baier from Fox the other night, there's still some fallout, if you will. People still have opinions. Gold Star families still not happy. We can get into that just a little bit. You've also got this big Al Smith dinner that happened, and it's an annual event, Catholic event. First time, I think, since like 1984 that the Democrat candidate did not show up. Kamala did do something that she likes to do that does not come off well, and that's a pre-recorded skit. She kind of did this thing when she did what was supposed to be a legitimate call with BET a few months ago, Black Entertainment Television. And it you know that it's scripted. You know that it's not real. And it's also not funny. So, you know, maybe you saw that. Maybe you've got an opinion on that. Donald Trump was there, had some good lines. Some fell a little more flat than others. So, again, a big variety of things. We got a couple of special guests coming in the show a little bit later on. I'll tell you who they're going to be, and they cover some very different topics. So a lot going on a PGIF. Praise God it's Friday. Yeah, it's chilly. Man, I wish that Bob Rose had left some extra jackets around for the rest of us, because it is a cool start.
Oh, come on. It's not that chilly. It's in the 50s.
For Floridians, it might as well be 12. I mean, and if you haven't seen the meme yet of the iguana laying on the grass,
yes.
And then a Floridian laying next to him all frozen, that's a cute one. Hey, coming up on 6:16, it is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Thanks for listening and being a part of it. 97.3 The Sky.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning and welcome to a good-looking Friday morning. It's a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. Greg Cassidy in for the vacationing Bob Rose. We are coming up on 6:21. Nick in pushing the buttons, and we will also keep those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines open for you throughout the show. 877-W-SKY-TALK. That's 877-975-9825. I mentioned the leader of Hamas, no more. You know, there are some jobs in this world that at some point you may not want to pursue any position in the leadership of Hamas when you see how many of the Israelis have taken out and then the replacement gets taken out and the replacement gets taken out. I don't know. That's like being a mayor or a police chief in Mexico. It is just not a gig that you probably want. Just saying. Climate change and hurricanes, is there a connection? We'll hear from our governor on that a little bit. I love when... And there are a couple of people who are really good at this. I love when a reporter or someone from the media try to put either Ron DeSantis or J.D. Vance on the spot. They're both too good. They're both really good at just... Now, I will say that our governor is a little more abrupt, maybe, than J.D. Vance is. J.D. Vance will calmly put his hand up. Basically, I'm taking control of the situation. and then will very calmly make you look like an idiot for asking the stupid question you did. Ron DeSantis kind of just kicks it back in your face a little bit more. In fact, I think we have that interaction now.
The chance of me virtue signaling for people in the media is zero. So do not count on that. I don't subscribe to your religion. And it's just a tired refrain and song and dance.
So the question was, hey, we've had all these hurricanes. Now what do you say about climate change? You're not going to get a gotcha on Ron DeSantis or J.D. Vance. It's just not going to. So why even try?
And what kind of question is it?
What do you expect him to say?
Right.
Really. I mean, so anyway, so there's that.
Oh, yes, you're right, sir.
I've changed my mind.
Oh. You got me.
Yeah. No, that's not going to happen. The other thing, of course, there's that little thing going on with UF Homecoming, Gator Growl, the parade. Now, it's a little bit different mix because, quite frankly, if you're in Gainesville, it's like it's a national holiday and people don't want to go to work. They don't go to school, you know, that whole kind of thing. But a lot of folks still want to come over, be part of the parade. And it does have a different route this year. It's actually going up 13th Street and then going to make the right on University. So I guess they're trying to avoid the part of it is those big speed bump things they put in. That is not conducive to a parade. Boom, 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 boom. It's just not good for the people. Yeah, you get people tripping, floats, vehicles. No, that is not good. So, but anyway, that's going to be going on today. So looking forward to that. I'm actually trying to find a few details of some other things surrounding that. One thing that's kind of interesting this year, and then actually, Nick, you and I were talking about this a few days ago, how with the Gator Growl, they've gone country this year. Dustin Lynch going to be there.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's going to be tonight, 6 o'clock. GatorGrowl.org, I know, is where there were tickets. I have not heard if it's, quote, sold out.
Right.
I would think you could probably still get in, but I don't know. Day of. Now, you've been around for a lot of years in Florida, a lot more than I have.
It's so different now.
The different feel from being the open air of the swamp to, being in the dome there. Also, the variety of artists as society has gone through changes. You know, some years it might have been a rap artist or a comedian or country. And you've kind of seen that, as I'm sure a lot of listeners have, over the decades.
Well, it used to be, you know, comedians.
Right.
I mean, Jerry Seinfeld did it back when Seinfeld was with Stephen Wright, when they were out on tour together. The two of them did it. Robin Williams.
Oh, man.
Robin Williams. And see, you had two different audiences. You had a younger audience, students.
Right.
And then you had the older audience that is coming back for homecoming, and they were so offended by Robin Williams that they brought in Bob Hope, and he got booed out. So
what a contrast!
But yeah, you used to have 50,000 to 60,000 people in the swamp, and it was wild, especially when Steve Spurrier came in. I mean, those first couple of years when Spurrier was here and they were doing it, the place went absolutely crazy.
I can only imagine what that had to be like. But anyway, it is still a big deal. It is, you know, a hallmark of a community event for a lot of us around here. And so parade actually starts at noon. And again, they're going to be going up 13th, make the ride on University over to Bo Diddley. And so anyway, that's kind of what's going to be going on. Another event, because I mentioned earlier that there were a lot of events this week with Donald Trump. You have with Kamala Harris on Fox, kind of a big deal event, especially for a lot of folks. You know, the Al Smith event. It is a Catholic event. It is a tradition that the candidates would go. Donald Trump was there. Kamala Harris sent a very. Sometimes the people that really aren't naturally funny try to be funny. It really just comes off awkward. And that's kind of what Kamala does sometimes when she does these fake skits. And she did it with Molly Shannon, who plays, you know, the Catholic schoolgirl from Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And that it's like, okay, first off, that's an old character.
Right.
Which I get. Okay, you're going to hit a certain demographic who remember it, have some appreciation for it. other people are just going, oh, great, one more comedian slash actor to write off my list because they're this supportive of the agenda of the left, the Marxists, whatever, the socialists. We don't really even call them Democrats anymore, hardly.
Right.
So it just kind of ties that in. The president, as in President Trump, was there. Up some lines better than others.
It's a true pleasure to be with you this evening. Amazing pleasure. And these days, it's really a pleasure anywhere in New York without a subpoena for my appearance.
I thought that was one of his more good self-deprecating lines. Was he a little too dark when it came to Kamala?
My opponent feels like she does not have to be here, which is deeply disrespectful to the event and in particular to our great Catholic community. Very disrespectful.
Did you notice there was some applause kicking in there?
Yes.
They agreed
yes.
with Donald Trump that it was disrespectful that she sent a shtick comedic video instead of actually showing up. I don't know. Hey, we're coming up on 6:28. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. By the way, we've had some great guests on this week. And if you thought, well, oh, no, I missed out. Yeah, check out the podcast. It's easy to find. Get it where you get your podcast. Subscribe so you don't miss any part of the Bob Rose Show. 97.3, The Sky. I can't do it, Nick. I just can't do it.
Do what? It's Friday. You can do anything.
Really? No, what I can't do is 4 years of hearing Kamala Harris talk.
Oh, my.
Anyway, hey, it is a Friday. It is a PGIF. Praise God. It's Friday. We're at 6:39 now, 21 away from 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy and the Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky. And hey, if you're up early and you've got some thoughts on, we were talking about you know, the UF parade, homecoming, how Gator Growl has changed over the years. Maybe you got some thoughts on that. We got a lot going on this morning. Got a couple of guests going to be coming in throughout the show today. 8:05, our state's attorney, Brian Kramer, going to be checking in from the 8th Circuit. See what's going on. That is an election that is going on. A lot of cleanup still going on for both Alachua and Marion County. In fact, hats off to the Marion County Fire Rescue folks. They just got back from helping out. And we're going to actually have Paul Bloom, PIO from Marion County, to kind of let us know what's going on there. I know there's a lot of questions. Things about FEMA. What do you do if your property's been damaged? He'll be able to give us some information there. We've been talking about Kamala Harris, her appearance on Fox this week. Both sides, I think, kind of considered that a win. The left, I thought they played it well in the sense that they got her there late. how convenient. And then when they decided maybe she wasn't doing too well, they were literally waving their arms at Brett Baer to wrap it up. It's like, we've had enough. We don't want her to, maybe look bad any longer. I thought Brett did a great job. I thought his questions were good. I thought he tried to do as best he could, not letting her run over him or run away from questions. So if you got some feelings about that. I saw a couple of comments. One was, she looked like a crazy ex-girlfriend during the debate, or not debate, during the interview. Oh, debate. That's something else that we did have in this week. Channel 20 carried the debate for the Alachua County Sheriff and that office. And so
it didn't feel like it was a debate.
It's not a debate. They call it one, and they really shouldn't, because, quite frankly, it really is a Q&A. It's not a debate.
Yeah.
I kind of – they're not going to get into it. They're not going to be throwing mud and stones and all that kind of thing. And so I don't know what you do call it, but I think maybe a little repackaging of that is not a bad idea. Channel 20 does not pay me as a consultant. This is absolutely free advice. Just to call it something different, because the debate – excuse me, I'm choking on my pumpkin seeds here. Debate, they're actually going to debate topics, and that's not really the way that is set up. So, I mean, there's a chance to respond, but a debate, nah.
Yeah, but you do get a good feel for
the candidates. I like that they do it. Don't get me wrong. I like that they do it.
And they did give each of the candidates an opportunity to lay it out.
Absolutely. And if you did not know the three candidates, you now have a better perspective of their personalities, their experience, their history, their goals for the position, and maybe you feel like one of the three is or is not better or worse to run the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. We all have our opinions on that. So if you got some thoughts on that today, again, things that we've been talking about this week, feel free to jump in this morning. We'll keep those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines open for you, 877-W-SKY-TALK. So it's been an interesting thing. And Bob, I thought and this is not just hyperbole. Bob hit a point way early on when it looked like that all of a sudden that Joe Biden, who was not happy about the way he was kicked to the curb for being the candidate for the Democrat Party for the presidency again, started saying things and doing things that just at some level really seemed to throw Kamala Harris under the tour bus a little bit. And I'm telling you, he nailed that before I heard any of the national shows doing it. A few days later, then they started kind of picking up on that. And so there's a couple of things that stories that kind of caught my eye this morning. One is James Clyburn. Now, James, this is an elder statesman on the left side, African-American individual, big supporter, big influencer when it comes to Joe Biden. And I understand what he says, and maybe I'm going down Bob's road and maybe I'm reading too much into it. He said yesterday he thinks Kamala Harris should hold more town hall meetings to interact with voters. Now, he says if she wants to show her best self, it's when she's with the voters and not being filtered with any commentators, but a one-on-one with the voters. I get what he's saying because they're not going to put her on the spot, really. You kind of get approved to be in a crowd. They've done background checks. They know who you are, what you're up to. But it almost kind of makes me think, is that what he really wants? Is he wanting the best for Kamala? Or is he kind of backing Joe a little bit and saying, hey, put her out there in the public and let's see what she can do? I don't know. Am I overthinking that? Again, Clyburn's tight with Joe. So he may be presenting it as, that's where she's good. You know, Kamala is good one-on-one with the voters. Or does he just want her to get out there and put her foot in her mouth? I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet. And if it weren't for his relationship with Biden, I would take him at it face value. But I don't know that I am. We're coming up on 646. It is a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. The Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. Thanks for being a part of it. 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and welcome to a Friday. It's a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. We're coming up on 651. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose, who is hanging out with hairy, sweaty guys in black leather for the weekend.
Come on.
What? I'm joking. As far as he knows, I mean, no. And if that is your style, I'm really just joking. You know, it's just about giving Bob a hard time, because that's what I do. It's because somebody's got to do it.
Well,
and especially in his absence when he can't defend himself.
Pretty easy for you sitting there in the comfortable Bobo lounger.
Yes, I love the Bobo lounger.
I'm glad it got repaired. By the way,
the heating part wasn't working quite right. So heating, cooling, ventilation, vibration. It's an amazing thing. Boy, wait, there's so much going on. But it's Friday, so you kind of want to just kind of chill. And a lot of folks will,
right?
Especially Gainesville. They'll just not go to school, not go to work, sleep in, have breakfast, cup of coffee, a little cool patio time this morning.
Yep.
You know, wander to, Midtown a little bit later on, watch a parade, maybe go to a concert tonight, that kind of thing. So that is what's going on. A lot of folks will come in from all around, of course, who are Gator fans to be a part of that.
Yep.
And so that's always fun.
It's fun.
And if that's what you're doing today, that's great. Maybe, and again, if you got some thoughts on some past ones, especially like with the Gator Growl, some of the artists that Bob and I were talking to, Bob, I got Bob in my head now. Nick and I were talking about that earlier, the era of comedians, and then you had rap artists, and you've had rock artists, and you've got country again this year. So
right.
You got to, I mean, you kind of got to go with what's popular at the time. You got to figure out who your demographic is for that year and kind of go with that. A little bit later on this morning, our state's attorney for the 8th Circuit, Brian Kramer, going to be live in studio, also 9 o'clock hour from Marion County. Paul Bloom, you know, for a lot of us, especially with Milton, I know at our house, my wife has some potted plants in the front yard. They didn't even get blown over. I mean, that's how it was at our house for Milton. The farther south you go, and into Marion County, it was a different story.
Well, Dinellen, really.
Absolutely. And yeah. So, you know, there's still a lot of folks going to be dealing with damage, with debris, with recovery, with FEMA. And Paul's going to be able to kind of fill us in a little bit on that. Mentioned debris, too, as far as Alachua County is concerned. I guess they're starting today a couple of now this is for vegetative stuff. This is your trees, your branches. This is not the siding that got blown off your neighbor's house and is now in your front yard. This is just for plant stuff. The Northwest Landfill, 15,000 block of County Road 235A in Alachua. Southwest Landfill, State Road 24 next to Archer Rural Collection Center. That's a 19,000 block of Southwest Archer in Archer. So again, Alachua and Archer, and they're going to be opening from 7:30 in the mornings until 6:30 in the evening every day, and that starts today, again, for Alachua County. We'll get a little more details from Paul when he's in later. Maybe you've got some stuff that you need to get rid of in Marion County. We had Carl Zalek in, a county commissioner, yesterday talking about a few of those things, but I'm sure Paul can kind of give us a little bit of a recap on some of that. You know, one of the most fun things sometimes, not funny, ha-ha, but interesting sometimes, is the whole open mic that a lot of times politicians, you know, national leaders get caught on an open mic. I mean, we'll never forget Obama, you know, basically saying, hey, wait till after the election, I'll have a little more flexibility then. We're like, what? And they want to, like, act like Donald Trump is buddy-buddy with the Russians? Okay, whatever. When it's not an open mic, and this I know can be a little controversial because there's even some funny videos out there, but a lip reader was used in watching an off-mic conversation at Ethel Kennedy's funeral on Wednesday.
Oh.
Between Joe Biden and Obama. Now, this is what they say they said. you've got basically Biden telling Obama about Kamala Harris, she's not as strong as me. And Obama going, that's true. And like, whoa, really? They're having this conversation? It kind of makes you originally think that, okay, is Biden hoping, obviously he wants her to beat Trump, but it's kind of like this whole back and forth, you know, yeah, I know it's true, but Obama saying, we have time basically to kind of get her a little farther along down the road here. So I don't know. Just kind of an interesting thing. Yeah, we got time. Obama even said, it's important that we have some time together, talking about him and Kamala. Does that mean the campaign trail? Does that mean one-on-one? Like, all right, here's what you need to do. I don't know, but it is just kind of a funny interaction there. We're coming up on 6:56. It is the Bob Rowe Show. It's a PGIF, a Praise God It's Friday. I mentioned we've got guests to talk to. We've got to get those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines open for you. And, of course, enjoy everything homecoming today. It's the Bob Rowe Show, 97.3 The Sky.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.